I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to part three of Bridging Atlantic's 2017 holiday special. We're your hosts, singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and record producer, Marcy Novelli from Canada, a man who wears many hats, literally and figuratively. When I'm not releasing music under my own name, I'm producing and mixing records for other artists. So if you'd like to work together or just say hi, hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter as my name, Marcy Novelli.
And I'm music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland, owner of Electric Kiwi, where we create awesome custom websites for bands, artists, and musicians. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as Electric Kiwi. We are also excited to let you know that we are on Patreon as well. We've recently updated our rewards, so now you can become a Bridger for as little as $1 per month.
And is that feeling better, saying Bridger yet? Is
it? Every time, it's feeling a little bit.
It's feeling right to me. When you become a Bridger on Patreon, you get access to perks such as early access to content, shoutouts on the show, as well as your chance to co-host an episode of Bridgie Atlantic alongside Ross and I, which I am really looking forward to. Your support will allow us to keep doing this show every week and spreading knowledge, wait for it, throughout the land.
Yes, that is true.
Yes, and it is.
You couldn't be an official Bridger without an official BTA shirt.
That's right.
They are available to purchase on our website. We've heard they look great on you.
We know.
And all the proceeds go to helping us keep the lights on here at Bridge the Atlantic. And we like our lights.
We do need,
There's there's no doubt about that. There's a link to get them in our show notes. And if you use the coupon code BTA Rocks, you will receive 20% off your purchase as our little way of saying thank you.
Not 10%, not 15%, but 20%. And lastly, before we dive into part three of our four-part holiday special, we are so pumped to tell you that we're giving away a free t-shirt for every 100 subscribers we gain on YouTube until the end of 2017. So you still have time. There's still, I think, 2 weeks left or so for you to snag one just by simply clicking subscribe. I mean, that's all you got to do. Click subscribe to us on YouTube and you possibly get a free shirt. Pretty awesome. And when it's basically, if you click subscribe and you don't win for that first 100, the second 100, you're still in the whole loop. So, I mean, you could still win, 3, 4, 5, 6, 700 down the road as long as you subscribe. You're still counted. So hit that subscribe button. I don't know what I just said.
That was amazing. I love that. So in the last episode of this holiday series, we shared some ideas about how you can market your music during the holiday season. And if you haven't watched it yet, we strongly urge you just to check it out. So this episode will make just a little bit more sense to you.
Sure.
Because in this episode, we are going to talk a bit more about how you can promote your music during the holidays.
Yeah, I think we gave you a few really good ideas last week on things that you could do around the holiday season, but we didn't really talk about how you now take that and put it out there in a unique and clever way, a way to stand out, you know? So we're a week away from Christmas, and believe it or not, Ross, most people are still not done their shopping. I'm not done my shopping.
No, I do believe that because I'm famous for leaving it to the very last
really?
Minute. I either do it really far in advance
Why?
Or I do it on Christmas Eve.
Why?
I just get busy and kind of lose track of time. That's really
Are you not into the shopping thing? Do you not find the joy in it? Or is it kind of are you a humbug Scrooge?
No. I'm not none of those. It's not that I don't find joy in it. It's more just that I do lose track of time and realize, right. Oh no, there's like 3 days to go.
Right, because you're a workaholic, which I can relate to. And we often tell each other to take a break and then we're like, yeah, we should probably tell ourselves that. But at least we've started. I mean, at least I've started. I don't know about you, but some people actually haven't started yet. So even though we seem really close to Christmas and you might be thinking, why are you telling me these tips now? Why are you telling me now? Because there's still time. You know, it might be a little bit late to receive most items by Christmas for people who are ordering things, since the post office is inundated with packages, you know, through the ears. But I think you could still make yourself visible to your audience at this time by offering some special holiday deals on your music and merch, like a BOGO or a 2-for-1.
Yeah, and some ideas that work well are special bundles, you know, 2-for-1 sales, and really any discounts work well at this time of year as well, just to help you stand out from everyone else.
Yeah, I mean, I always like to give my fans a special holiday deal on all my music and merch every year. Most purchases are made around this time of year, actually. You know, so why not give something back? You know what I mean? It allows people to take advantage of your deal. You know, it's as simple as that. You know what I mean? It's what I do is super limited. You know what I mean? It gives people a chance to get something they've had their eye on maybe for a while, either for themselves or a loved one, and then they're able to snag it for a little less, and I hope they feel like they're getting a little more, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And like Marcio said, shipping can be crazy during the holidays, but, you know, in the very least, you could offer free shipping on your merch, either on everything or maybe just some selected items, or maybe even after people spend a certain amount of money, you know, maybe you do $50 and they get free shipping. Might encourage people to, you know, spend a little bit more, get some extra merch that they maybe wouldn't have got, because then they're getting it all for the same price that they would have got, you know, less for it, plus the shipping, you know. So
yeah,
that's one way to think about it.
And the unique thing about this time of year is people are buying for other people and themselves maybe, but they're buying for multiple people. So who knows if they, you know, maybe they have a couple friends that are fans of yours, and you know, because you have a deal, they're like, oh sweet, you know, I'm going to get them this. You know, I'm going to buy two t-shirts and give one to each friend, or three t-shirts and one for myself. You know what I mean? You know, let's not also forget that Boxing Day is the day after Christmas, and a lot of people like to take advantage of the deals. You know, this actually makes a lot of sense, considering most of your audience will be interested in buying your music and merchandise for themselves rather than someone else. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but most likely they want to spoil themselves. And I think people are more likely to spoil themselves on Boxing Day than before the holidays. You know, I think people get everyone else out of the way.
They're like, it.
We've helped everyone else out. I'm going to buy something first. I know that's what I do. I'm like, I'm going to spoil myself now.
You know what I mean? I always go out on Boxing Day and go shopping. Or I stay in. Well, no, normally what I do actually is I go out and go to the real shops on Boxing Day.
What's the real shops? What do you mean by that?
You know, just like actual physical shops.
Oh, real people shops.
But then when I come home, I'm normally online buying stuff, you know, online. So having a great sale ready to go for Boxing Day, you know, have it ready in advance is a great thing to do. So you don't have to worry about putting it together during the holidays. So just planning ahead a week or two before Boxing Day will mean that you're kind of, you're all prepared and ready to go when the time comes.
Yeah, and having said that, I'd also suggest that you make the deals really great, but maybe not as great as the holiday special. You know, I mean, make your holiday special ridiculously good, and maybe either do something a little different or just slightly not as great for Boxing Day, only because, you know, you don't want to, you know, you don't want your audience to be like, oh, I just totally took advantage of their deal and now like they made it even better. You know, I mean, I say that with a grain of salt. That's just like my thinking. You know what I mean? Maybe you do give them a little extra. Maybe you go the other way and you give them a great holiday special, but then you go a little further for Boxing Day and maybe people don't care because maybe they're like, oh, sweet, maybe I'll just get some more. You know what I mean? Sometimes I overthink this commerce thing because I've got more of the artist brain, you know, but I'm always thinking of ways just to give back to my audience personally. You know what I mean? So I think you should, I would strongly suggest you go into all this thing, stuff with that mindset. You know what I mean? But mostly look at it as, you know, your favorite artists. What do you want from them? Are you going to be, would you be turned off if they did something, or would you not think twice about it? And, you know, and sometimes I have to think about that and then I'm like, oh no, it's cool. That puts into perspective. As soon as you think about your favorite artist, it kind of changes things a bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just totally two conflicting things, but that's because we're all different and you're going to make your own choice. You know what I mean? So I'm just kind of, just basically give it some thought and sit back and see what sits right for you. And maybe don't overthink it like I do.
Yeah, that's easier said than done, but it's solid advice.
But what I was going to say, though, and having to go a little bit further is that, you know, what you can maybe do for either one of these deals, you know, or I mean, as a side note, too, you don't even have to have a specific deal for Boxing. You can just maybe basically have a holiday sale that runs until the end of the year. You know what I mean? You don't have to do something specific. You can just, I'm just saying, because people are looking for Boxing Day sales. But, you know, you can maybe give away some, or give some of your less popular items at a strongly discounted price, you know, or even package them together. You know, because I know that I've bought shirts from some of my favorite bands that, and the shirts, I love them, but they were either a style that maybe not everyone was into, or the sizes were limited. I know you can relate to this, Rouse, because you're really petite. So oftentimes, oftentimes bands don't make your size, but if they do, that's probably the ones left over that you can maybe get at a discount. You know what I mean? But I say, if I get a deal, you know, the artist gets a sale and it's a win-win for everyone. You know what I mean? So I'm happy with what I got, and it, to me, I don't look at it as lesser value because it's discounted. I'm thinking, oh, great, it's discounted. You know?
Exactly. Like, that's actually what I, a lot of the time when I get shirts, it's because they're on sale. Mm-hmm. And because they're on sale, I will buy multiple shirts.
Right.
Like, I'll get as many as I can at that one time just to take advantage of the fact that they're cheaper than normal.
You're right.
Because it kind of balances out the whole shipping thing as well. Because a lot of, because I have to order internationally, free shipping often doesn't exist.
Right. Speaking of shipping, I actually think that more artists need to do their research on just how much to charge. You know, this is something that is really, it takes a lot of trial and error, I think. For me, I have just taken the time to go to my post office with a few different regular items I send out, shirts and CDs mostly, and in different sizes. Remember, if you're selling, if you're sending a small shirt versus a triple X, you know, it's going to cost you a lot more. So for that particular scenario, I would just maybe average out, you know, because it might be a dollar or two difference, just kind of average out the cost. But anyways, the point I'm getting to is, you know, we've experienced being charged really strange amounts for shipping. Maybe you can elaborate on that a little bit. It's kind of a turnoff.
Yeah, I mean, when you order enough stuff online, you kind of know what to expect something should cost from a specific place.
Yeah.
And if you find that you're being charged two or three times as much as you should be charged for the shipping there, it kind of leaves a bit of a sour taste in your mouth. And if you don't really, if you were kind of on the fence about buying that merch item, then you're probably not going to go ahead and buy it. And I have done that before when I added a few things to my basket, and then I'm like, oh, but you're going to charge me what, $50 for shipping? Then I don't think I'm going to buy this, because the value of what I was buying was less than $50.
Yeah. Well, what impression does that give you?
I mean, there are kind of a few different ways that you can look at it. You can think that the artist is trying to rip you off, which I try not to think that.
I know, I don't. I try not to think that, like, too. But especially if it's like a sale they're giving and then suddenly you're paying in shipping, it's like, am I really getting a deal, or are you just trying to make it up in shipping? Because that's,
I
not
think
cool,
most of the time, know? It's just down to not doing the research.
Yeah, usually I think it's ignorance.
Yeah, yeah, overestimating how much it's actually going to cost. And in fact, it's not as much usually as you think it's going
to
be.
And all you have to do is just do, like I did, just figure it out. And you're not going to get it completely right, but basically go to your post office. What do you guys call it? The post? You just call it the post?
Post office. We got
post, you got a post office,
office
too? Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if it was some crazy British term. We go to the post office. Just go there with, like I said, a few different items, like I've already said. And, you know, look at, or have them calculate how much it would cost to send those items to a few different places in the world, I guess.
Yeah, like the main kind of
places. The main places,
like Europe, North America, and maybe like Asia, for example.
Australia.
Like, kind of just the basic areas. Those.
Yeah, and then you'll kind of have an idea. And, you know, make sure you're really nice to the person at the post office, because you're probably going to annoy them a little bit. Maybe just go and just say, hey, I've got a few different items. And you can even say, I'm trying to make your job easier so that I know exactly how much it's going to cost. And I can kind of be in and out when I do it next time, you know. So that's kind of, that's what I would suggest. And that way you're really being fair. And I think the vast majority of people charging too much are just doing it because they don't realize it. And they don't want to lose money on selling merchandise. But keep that in mind. Just a little tidbit. That's it.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Yes.
Yeah. So hopefully this has given you something to think about selling your music and merch to your fans, mostly during the holidays, but also all year round, because shipping exists all year round.
Yes, it's true.
It's really not too late to take advantage of the fact that people are shopping even a week before Christmas. So get on that. So we played a game of Two Truths and a Lie with Damien. And as always, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Damien told us three things that happened to him during the holidays. And one of which, of course, was a filthy, dirty lie. And your two favorite podcasting detectives had to figure it all out. So here we go.
When I left Swansea and came to Guildford as a musician, I didn't have a way of funding myself. So I used to get gigs. But gigs over Christmas which there were plenty of, I needed more money because it was Christmas. So I spent my first 3 years away from home playing Santa, where I basically had to be a musician dressed up as Santa in sort of the, it was a, one of the bands that did it. And I took it on because I needed the money. And so I said, I will do this. Unfortunately, as long as I've got the big beard, so nobody knows who it was me. And I did that for 3 years until I could find enough gigs that I could gladly say to them, thank you, but no thank you. That's okay. Number one.
Okay.
Number two, last year I spent 2/3 of Christmas Day doing my tax return.
Oh, no.
Due to miscommunication and transportation, I basically was in my flat and just thinking, well, I might as well do something productive. I suppose now's a good enough time. I ended up doing my tax return. Oh, which you look shocked about.
That's just so sad.
It is. I hope that was a lie.
And the third one is I don't like sort of roast dinners, which is in this country is traditional to have like a Christmas roast dinner. So traditionally for me, Christmas dinner is curry.
Oh, I love curry.
Okay.
Yeah, who doesn't know curry?
I know.
Okay, well, I'm going to jump in and say the first one's definitely true.
Right.
Yeah. Well, but then, you know.
I know, sometimes liars
could be smart, right? And he's kind of given us a lot of information so that we can't come back with any follow-up questions. Because really, I can't think of any follow-up questions for that one.
You can ask follow-up questions on the second one. I'm going to ask right now. What were the plans that fell through? What were the miscommunications?
So I was going to go back to Swansea from Brighton and I was going to take my son. And then it transpired that by the time we'd had our plans, that it sort of just didn't work. So I just said, you know what, rather than drive for four hours drive on Christmas Day, I was like, that sounds a bit miserable. So I'll just come in the morning. So my Christmas would technically start Boxing Day and I would pretend that was my Christmas. And then, you know, but it just meant that Christmas Day, there was nothing to do because I was literally on my own. I couldn't phone any friends and be like, fancy coming out? So all I could think of to do was my tax return.
Okay. Well, I mean, Damien, I'm sorry, right? But most people, the first thing they think of doing is not their fucking tax return. So I mean, it does show a dedication to your business that Lord Alan Sugar would be very proud of. Okay. I mean,
what about the third, Ross? Do you have any questions?
I just want to say again, I really hope that one's a lie. Like, I really do. Like, I might actually shed a solitary tear if that's not. But as for the curry thing, I mean, I can see it. I love a curry. But at the same time, I find it hard to believe that anyone doesn't like a roast dinner. Maybe at least, you know, just that once a year.
Well, being vegan, I don't like a traditional roast dinner, but I still do like the flavors, you know, using a tofurkey or soy. Who doesn't love that hearty, you know, the sauces and everything like that? Unless it's you. Maybe.
I am stuck.
I'm going to tell you, Ross, my pick is going to be the 2/3 of Christmas doing his taxes. That I'm gonna say that's the lie. I'm gonna dive in. This is what I'm learning. Whether it's right or not, I'm just gonna dive right in. I'm gonna say it's that, and I'll let you figure out what you're
going to say. Okay. Well, I mean, here's my thinking. I really don't want the second one to be a lie, so I'm not. I'm just gonna say it's not a lie. The third one, I don't know. I don't buy it. The first one, I think you've tricked us here. You've given us lots of information, and I think the first one is a lie, but I think it's maybe happened to someone else that you know, and you've based your story on them. That's my That's my thinking.
Do you overthink everything, Ross?
I know, I really do. I really do.
Well, okay, so what's your pick? My pick is B. My pick is the second one.
The first one.
Of truth here. Which one's the lie?
The lie is, I love Christmas dinner. Why would I have curry on Christmas Day? But the sad truth is, I did actually do my tax return for 2/3 of Christmas Day last year.
Well, okay. I'm kind of glad that we're both wrong. Well, am I glad that we're both wrong? I'm glad that Marcy didn't win. That's what I'm trying to say.
But, I'm not glad at all. That's awful. I want to give you a hug. All right.
A digital hug.
Well, Ross and I both equally lost. We both failed equally. So at least we're both in the trenches right now.
But to put a positive spin on it, we learned something new about Damien.
We all like roast dinners.
We all like
even
roast
vegans.
Yeah. Damien's such a great guy.
Yeah, he is.
He really made us struggle with that one. We're kind of torn between our head and our hearts, I think, with that.
Yeah, and also because we had so many that were gifts, it was fun to do something non-gift related, you know. After you've subscribed to our channel first, of course, go subscribe to his channel. Go check out the stuff he's doing, because he's doing some good stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Getting back to the topic of holiday sales, when it comes to digital products, obviously there's no shipping costs involved there, but you can definitely be thinking about any kind of extras that you can bundle, you know, with an album that could be a good package deal at this time of year.
Yeah, maybe you can bundle some acoustic tracks, you know, with an album download, or include some scanned handwritten lyrics with the download, you know, anything that makes it a little more special. But keep in mind, when you give a discount on something digital, you're not losing any money. You know, as long as you're hitting your bare minimum, you're okay. But especially with downloads, it's digital. It's endless. You don't have to produce any physical CDs. Like that, there is a cost.
There's
for that.
Less overheads involved. Yeah, like you don't have
significantly.
Yeah, you don't have the costs that come with, you know, shipping or printing a physical item.
I always place my digital versions of my albums much lower than the physical, because otherwise, like, it may only make sense. You know, if I'm selling $10 for a CD, I'm going to maybe charge $8 for the digital because I didn't have to get any CDs manufactured. You know what I mean? So why not pass on those savings? That's what I think.
Yeah,
that's
and I know that. And I know I'd be more likely to buy a digital album that I don't already own if there was something extra included with it.
Yeah, absolutely. It can make all the difference, I think. You know, it's all about getting in the mindset of your audience and offering things that you would take advantage of if you were a fan of a particular artist. And we all are fans, I think, because if you don't listen to music, that's creepy. Some people don't, and just like, that's weird.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. It's a bit weird. And again, I know obviously this is a holiday special, so a lot of these tips are kind of geared towards things that you can do for the holidays, but you know, there are some things here that will apply year round. So, you know, if you like an idea that you're hearing in this episode, don't think that you have to wait until the holidays to implement it. If you like one and you think that it's something your audience would, you know, jump on, then go ahead and do it. There's no rules.
No.
You know, we make our own rules these
Absolutely.
Days.
Absolutely. And that's what's so exciting. And, you know, I mean, you can take advantage of any holiday. I think we've done a Valentine's Day bundle special, or, you know, we've done Halloween, we do all times of the year, summer special, I mean, but we really could just do a flash sale too. At any point you're like, hey,
yeah,
I got a few shirts here, I want to sell them.
Yeah, the holidays just kind of give you a good reason to do it, but you can do it whenever you want.
And there's
two
mindsets, so you want to do it during holidays because people are ready to buy, people are looking to buy things, but there's also an advantage to doing it at a random time because there's less competition with other people selling things. You know what I mean? I don't think it wouldn't be right if Ross and I here didn't lead by example and practice what we preach here.
Yeah. You know? So with that said,
drum roll,
we want to offer you a gift.
Yes.
So if you order a BTA shirt between December 26th and December 31st, we're going to throw in an extra one for free.
What?
We're going to throw in an extra one for
really?
Free, Marcio. Yeah.
You can't say we're not good to you guys. Seriously. We've got 7 different colors available, all different sizes. So you've got plenty to choose from. And maybe you want to order a black shirt and get one of these pretty red ones too. Or whatever. Whatever you want. Or you could buy one for yourself and for a friend.
Yeah.
It's all good.
And we're not here to tell you what to do.
No. You do whatever you want.
You do whatever you want, as long as you go to bridge-the-atlantic.com/shop and let us know what size and color you would like the second shirt to be when you're ordering, because the drop-down will ask you for the shirt that you're ordering.
Yeah.
But because this is a special, you know, buy one, get one free kind of deal, please do just let us know what color and size you'd like the second shirt in.
The link is in the description, so we make it really easy for you. Maybe we'll make a little note of how to let us know. What other shirt you want to do. And most importantly, this is probably the most important thing. Please do send us a photo when the shirts arrive. We'd love to see how awesome people look wearing our shirts. It makes us really happy.
Yeah, we've seen people wear them. We've seen dogs wear them.
Yes.
You know, we just want to see...
someone wear our shirts.
Someone wear the shirt. Yeah.
It makes us feel happy.
Yeah. And with that, it's time for another game of Two Truths and a Lie. And this time... is with legendary Canadian broadcaster Alan Cross.
Yeah, oh my gosh, Alan. He told us three things he would like to receive for Christmas. And we had to choose again which one he didn't want to receive. Find out how we got on.
Here are three things that I want for Christmas. Two of them I really want. One I don't.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hit us.
A bottle of scotch. Let's say a nice Dalwhinnie.
Okay.
A bottle of gin, like a Bombay Blue. Or a bottle of tequila, like a Cabo Wabo. Scotch, gin, or tequila. Which one do I not want?
I'm going to say tequila.
So I think the trick here is we need to figure out which one of these you've had a bad experience drinking, because that's the one you don't want.
Well, let's just cut to the chase on that one. I've had bad experiences with all three.
So that line of
questioning is not going to work.
Oh, damn it. I thought I was being so clever.
Gosh. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking.
So you've already dived in. You've already said tequila, and I feel like we need to...
Would you like to know why?
But Marcio...
What?
But also, I want to say... You've done this before, and you've backed out and tried to say that you were right before.
Because I want to be like the guy that's just like, I know it. And like, yeah, you're right.
You're trying to go with your gut. I see.
I'm going with my gut, but also I feel like, I don't know. I feel like Alan's a classy guy. He's a classy guy. And I feel like tequila isn't really known for being the classy drink. You know what I mean? I think Alan sits back after he does a show and he might sip on some scotch or maybe a gin, you know?
I'm actually going to say that he doesn't want the gin. And the reason I say that is because I think gin tastes like perfume. And I feel like Alan may feel the same way.
Gin is pretty much perfumed water. That's what it basically tastes like.
So now we're going to hear the moment of truth and we're probably going to learn that we're both wrong.
It doesn't matter the quality or the cost. I will never, ever, ever drink another beverage that contains gin.
Yes!
I was right. And I don't know why do you know? Because it tastes like perfume.
Well, I think we can maybe grade my bad experiences as scotch, not terrible. Tequila, I understood what I was getting into going in. And gin kind of snuck up on me on a hot day in Singapore.
So did you manage to guess it right? Because... these guys are pretty convincing.
Hello, Alan. If you're listening, man, get yourself an agent because you're a professional liar. And I mean that as a compliment. Or you could be.
And with that, calling our guest a liar,
I
think it's a good place for us to wrap up before we get in any more trouble. That's it for part three.
Yeah.
You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, iTunes, and YouTube. And don't forget to visit our website and pick up one of our shirts while you're there.
Or one of our shirts plus a free one. I'm working on my second solo album. You can be a part of it at marcianavelli.com/pre-order. I am now on Patreon, by the way. If you didn't already know that, you can become my patron and officially join my musical family. You can do that at patreon.com/MarcioNovelli. It's really fun. You could do that for as little as $1 a month. And I'm sharing a lot of fun stuff on there, such as like never before heard acoustic demos, unreleased tracks, and monthly hangouts. There's so many different things we're doing. Ross is hanging out and having fun. You can say hi to him while you're there. Join me there and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Spotify, which are all my name, MarcioNovelli.
And I am working on websites for various artists at the moment. You can check out my work at electrickiwi.co.uk. And you'll find me on Twitter and Instagram as Electric Kiwi. And on Facebook, Electric Kiwi Design.
And I'm about to put on my radio voice for all of you wonderful people there. This episode was brought to you by 30 Roses, a virtual assistant and consulting musicians and other creatives, as well as Music Entrepreneur HQ and Social Surge. All links are in the show notes because please... screwed it up. All links are in the show notes, so please check them out because they do what Ross
They keep the show alive. And if you would like to sponsor the show, visit patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic. We have recently updated the rewards, which now include sponsorship at the start of our interviews, as well as an opportunity for you to co-host an episode. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube and iTunes so you don't miss any episodes. And please do leave us a comment and let us know what you think of the show.
Yes, thank you for tuning in to part 3 of our holiday special. We have one more coming your way. Part 4 next week. Don't miss it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.